Pro-impeachment Lisa Murkowski defeats Trump endorsed Kelly Chipica in Alaska. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton and Wendell Hasebo on November 23, 2022. Pro-impeachment and 21-year incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, R-A-K, is expected to defeat Trump-endorsed Kelly Chipica in Alaska's U.S. Senate race after the state tabulated voters' second and third rankings on Wednesday. Murkowski finished the ranked choice election with 53.7%, 135,972 votes, compared to Chipica's 117,299 votes, bringing her to 46.3%. Murkowski survived the highly contested Senate race likely due to the Alaskan Open ranked choice voting system she reportedly supported instituting in 2020. The voting system ultimately protects incumbents by allowing the Republican Party to cannibalize its vote while permitting Democrats to vote for Republicans. Murkowski's vote share shot up after Democrat candidate Pat Chesbrough was eliminated. Murkowski received a large share of second-choice votes from Chesbrough's Democrat supporters, Alaska's GTA reported. The pro-impeachment senator was also aided with $9 million from the Senate Leadership Fund, the Senator Mitch McConnell-backed super PAC. The money was spent attacking Chipica over the airwaves. The fund backed Murkowski even as it pulled $5.6 million in mid-October from Republican General Don Bolduc's campaign against Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, in New Hampshire. Murkowski outspent Chipica by about $4.5 million, according to Open Secrets. Polling showed the race as a toss-up, with Chipica leading by a slim margin. In October, the Alaska Republican Party censured Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, for attacking Chipica. The censure of the top Senate Republican by the Alaska GOP was an extraordinary move that indicated just how out of step McConnell is with American workers. Murkowski was also censured by the Alaska Republican Party in March 2021 and asked to leave after voting to impeach former President Donald Trump. Murkowski refused and instead voted nine times with Democrats in the last 2 years. Murkowski was the only pro-impeachment Republican on the ballot in 2022. Upon re-election, Murkowski has pledged to continue to aid the Democrats' agenda. "I'm not a fan of this administration," she claimed in September. "I think a lot of their policies have really hurt us. But you know what? They're in office. And they're going to be in office for the next 2 years." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.